USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Taliban overreached with a car bomb attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier, leading President Donald Trump to call off the Afghanistan peace talks initially planned for Camp David. Pompeo said the Trump administration had recalled the American envoy who had been negotiating with Taliban leaders for months in Qatar, and it will be up to the insurgent group whether any talks will resume. Critics denounce Trump's plan to hold the Camp David meetings just days before the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and they said Trump was giving legitimacy to extremists who were responsible for the deaths of more than 2,400 U.S. service members in America's longest war. Pompeo said Trump wanted to look the Taliban leaders directly in the eye while they worked to finalize an agreement that would allow the U.S. to start withdrawing troops. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Your front runner remains the same, but others are making up ground in the run for the Democratic presidential nomination. With that story, here's Chris Barnes.
The new ABC News Washington Post poll shows the former Vice President Joe Biden still leading the pack with 27% support, and behind him, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has 19, but he's followed closely by Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and in that poll, Warren has jumped 6 points since it was last conducted in July. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Russia and Ukraine conducted a major prisoner exchange that freed 35 people detained in each country and flew them to the other, a deal that could help advance Russian and Ukraine relations and end 5 years of fighting in the East Ukraine. The trade involved some of the highest profile prisoners caught up in a bitter standoff between Ukraine and Russia. Don't forget, you can listen online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Motorists across the country are enjoying lower gasoline prices, influenced by the optimism of the trade war between the U.S. and China will come to an end soon. John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us it's been 8 straight weeks of declining prices at the pump.
Average gas prices in the last week fell just a penny per gallon, with the national average falling to $2.56, its 8th consecutive weekly decline.
DeHaan tells us the price of gasoline is now down 29 cents from last year at this time.
Average gas prices now stand 11 cents lower than 1 month ago and 29 cents lower than last year.
I'm John Clemens.
Two federal agencies have told California officials that a deal with four automakers to abide by tougher emission standards appear to violate federal law. The Department of Transportation and Environmental Protection Agency said the Clean Air Act and other laws prohibit states from setting motor vehicle fuel economy standards. In July, Ford, Honda, Volkswagen, and BMW reached a deal with California to abide by standards that are tougher than those preferred by the Trump administration. Pollution standards are closely linked to fuel economy. That move bypassed the Trump administration's plan to freeze emissions and fuel economy standards adopted under the Obama administration at 2021 levels. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.